Some of the Vietnamese group would like to hear more about calm and concentration, and just to reintroduce some of the terms we used yesterday, there was a question about samadhi and samadhi as proximate condition for understanding, and we said that actually samadhi is ekagata chetasika, and ekagata chetasika is concentration which arises with every single citta. So it can be akusala as well as kusala, and also arises with vipaka cittas also. And the other term we mentioned is samatha, which means calm, and samatha is actually pasadi chetasika. So pasadi chetasika is calm, which arises with every kusala citta, with every beautiful citta. So we're talking about samadhi and samatha, concentration and calm. And some people would like to talk about meditation and concentration and jhana and the relevance of this to development of understanding. Is that right?
Yes.
Tan, anything else to ask about?
But why do you want to understand or to talk about samadhi or samatha?
Sorry?
Why do you want to know about samatha?
Because just yesterday I asked the questions and I don't understand about it.
So now you understand what samatha is?
I just understand that samatha is the wholesomeness and it means calm. And samadhi is the chetasika. Ekagata, and it will arise with every citta.
But calmness is not ekagata.
Calm is not ekagata, yes. And calm is samatha.
You call it samatha? Oh, what characteristic is it?
What?
What characteristic of samatha?
Just calm.
Yes. Is this moment calm? You don't know just the word, but the reality of it. In order to know about calm, is there calm now?
I think no.
See, no understanding about it. Just want to know what calm is. But I think that if there is no understanding of reality right now, can one know about calm?
No.
So, first of all, is there calm now, or what is there now? To be known.
But if we don't know about calm, we don't know whether it is here or not. It is now or not.
So learn to know what is now, to know whether it's calm or not. Is seeing calm? Just see. So, can it be calm? This is the way to learn to understand whatever arises and appears from moment to moment, in order to see the differences between them, that each one is not the same. For example, seeing is not hearing, it's not thinking. Before we can know whether it's calm or not, then we can understand that what follows seeing and what follows hearing, usually in the day, is it calm or not calm? So can seeing be calm?
No.
Can that which follows it calm?
Yes.
You mean kusala arises after seeing? Because only kusala is calm, akusala cannot be calm at all. So one can learn to know when is calm and when is not calm. For example, seeing is not calm at all. It just arises to see and then it falls away instantly. never come back in the circle of birth and death at all. Just once in the samsara, only one at a time. That's why we learn to understand that there is no self, no I at all, in that which is conditioned to arise and falls away. No one can control it, it's not under anyone's control at all. So seeing is like this, so seeing is not calm, because it's conditioned if we learn by karma. When it's time for seeing to arise, even while one is fast asleep, but it's time to see, one wakes up and see by conditions. So at that moment of seeing, no calm, right? Like just a flash, what is left is only shadow or image for thinking to think and think and think about what is seen. At that moment of thinking about seeing, is it calm? No. So in a day, is there calmness? Because now there is seeing, there is thinking, and when calm does not appear, who knows that there is calm or no calm at all. But by studying, one knows that usually when there is no understanding of seeing, what is that which does not understand? Ignorance and attachment are there all the time, follows each moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So no calm at all. But when there is wholesome moment, right then it's calm, it's freed from akusala. So one knows calmness now, and one knows by oneself whether in a day what moment is calm. Just learn to understand, but not directly, when calmness arises. Another step, another stage of development of understanding, because it can be directly penetrated only by panya, not by anyone else. No matter you desire or want to experience it, when there is no conditions for its arising, it cannot arise. But whenever it arises, another level is understanding as not-self. And this is everyday life. Now you know what calm is. At moment when kusala citta arises only.
Yes.
But even kusala moment arises, it's impossible to penetrate that characteristic which is calm, depending on the degree of understanding of how much one can know about that. Like now, many things appear. What about understanding of any one of them? Just our characteristic, see? It's just talking and learning about the story of reality, but not the understanding enough to have the direct understanding of whatever appears. For example, seeing. See, they're seeing many, many times a day. Is there any understanding of seeing? Seeing arises and falls away in split seconds, no understanding. And in one's life, uncountable seeing, so uncountable ignorance. Whenever there is understanding, is it calm? When there is understanding, is it calm? Is kusala calm? Is it enough to detect its characteristic as a reality which is calm? Or just learn to know theoretically, intellectually, that it's there until it appears to panya, right understanding. When right understanding develops enough, so this moment is the proof for right understanding how much one learns about reality from reading the book. about reality right now. How much one knows about seeing?
Very little.
Mm-hmm. Better than none. But to know from reading is different from direct understanding. So one can see the different degrees of understanding. There is seeing, we talk about seeing, we know what seeing is, but not accustomed to that which sees now. Only that which sees. Is it your friend? That which sees? Is it your friend? You think that this is my friend. So talk about seeing. He's seeing whether, is it your friend? Is it your friend?
I don't know yet, friend.
Can it be your friend? Because there's not just visible object which is seen as...
Yeah, I know. Shapes and forms with akusala.
So, so what's Jonathan? Is seeing that, is that seeing Jonathan? Is that hearing, talking Jonathan? No. So is it your friend? Is seeing your friend? Is hearing your friend? Are there any friends?
With akusala moment there comes to be, or when there is thinking, there comes friend.
Only the idea.
Idea.
That is the thinking. If thinking does not think at all, what do you have? Nothing.
But it doesn't stay for sure.
What?
It doesn't stay. What, the idea
what does
of
not
a friend
stay?
And every
everything
kind of
cannot stay at all. Very temporarily.
Ajahn, but
the microphone is your friend.
Yes. But Ajahn, now I've got a question because you mentioned Jonathan. Is it your friend now?
Yeah.
And I was thinking of Sakaya Ditti and Atanu Ditti. Because now I'm thinking, I'm seeing, I'm hearing this strong feeling that I see my seeing, yes. But other hand, I take Jonathan for Jonathan, for someone, for a friend, yes. So this is the difference between Atana and Sakaya Ditti?
Wrong understanding.
Ditti. But
yes.
I mean...
When you take that for something, it's Atanutiti. Something like people or things, person or table.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take this for I and me, it's Sakaya Ditti. They're exactly the same, but the outside is not taken as me or mine, but the inside, here and now, the same thing. It's taken as something permanent, but it still belongs to me or it's I. So another word for it is Sakaya, me or mine, Sakaya Ditti. But they are exactly the same.
The other person or thing.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have Atanu Titi?
Is that all the time?
All the time. And do you have Sakaya Ditti?
Yes.
Yes, see. So there are Sakaya here and Atanu Titi there. Both are wrong view.
And so can you tell more about Ditti?
Pardon?
Can you tell more about Ditti?
Do you believe in birth and death?
Yes.
No?
No.
No?
Yes.
So it's permanent? Do you think that seeing now is permanent?
In theory.
Yeah. That's why before one can eradicate the idea of self, it takes time from studying until it becomes the direct understanding of what is learned as it is. And then moment of realization, penetration, the truth of it, which arises and falls away. If it does not appear like that, how can anyone eradicate the idea of self from that which one takes for me, not in only in this life, previous lives, uncountable, and also in the future, and even in this life?
So what about mana?
Conceit. I think that you are an important person. Are you? That is mana.
So what is the difference between mana and ditti?
Ditti is wrong understanding of reality.
But when I say I, also there's mana in it.
So when there's the idea of I, it can be with ditti or mana or lopa, tanha. Three different moments.
Yeah, three different moments. But
now, what type of I?
Ditti.
Ditti. Or?
Mana.
Or?
Lopa.
Lopa.
But then how to know?
You cannot know. Only right understanding develops to the degree that it can see reality as it is. At that moment, you know that it's not me, it's not I. What is there at that moment is right understanding, which understands reality as it is for that very moment.
But at least in theory.
This is theory. Because it's not the direct understanding of any reality yet. What is the reality of hardness that appears to you now?
From the contact between my hand.
See, thinking about it, not understanding it, just understand that characteristic, no other thing else. Because that moment of thinking about it is not the experiencing of hardness anymore. So how can there be the understanding of hardness when there's thinking about it? So direct experience is different from intellectual understanding.
But in order to have direct experience, we have to have intellectual understanding.
Certainly, because the intellectual understanding is conditioned for the direct understanding. If there is no understanding at all and you wish or you hope to experience the impermanency of reality, the arising and falling as not self, as not permanent, it's impossible because you don't know what is now as it is, as no self at all in it, in anything.
But I also read that now there's seven types of loba citta. When there is loba citta,
loba mula citta,
loba mula citta with ditti, then it will not be loba mula citta with mana
or without mana, without ditti.
So I want to know why when this loba mula citta with ditti, there will be no loba mula citta with mana.
At this moment of seeing, is there sound?
Yes.
So exactly the same. It seems like they can arise together, but actually they can't. Different moments.
I know different moments, but it's not clear because when there is mana, it means I.
Mm-hmm. No ditti, no ditti about
it. Because I think I is already ditti.
But no wrong view about whether this is I, the thinking is I. Mm-hmm. It's latent tendency only, is there.
So this is maybe thinking of
when
I.
It arises, you feel the mana, certainly, when it arises. But when it does not arise, you cannot find out when and how and what time. I believe that there is mana, but it's unknown. When you go somewhere in the restaurant, what do you feel about that place?
Good place, nice place.
And it's me who was there. At such a place?
I was in such bliss?
Even that is unknown, because it arises and falls away so very rapidly. That's why we learn to understand one moment at a time as different reality. They cannot be the same. Even seeing right now is not seeing before in split seconds.
But if I think I was at the restaurant, at the nice restaurant, so at that time there's Viditti.
You would like to have a judge? Or you'd like to be the judge? Or you'd like just to understand that at that moment, no selection, but you would like to know just mana or what? Because even at that moment, which sees, is still you, and hearing is you, everything is you. So it's impossible to understand the difference between mana and the others.
I think her question may be that when there is comparing the other with oneself, then there is the idea of me and the other. And earlier we were saying that me and the other is atanditi. So this is the conundrum. Well, why, when there is comparing between me and another, is there not atanditi of thinking of the other?
Usually, when there is comparing, there is I and the other. But mana can be without comparing.
Yeah, also without comparing. Mm-hmm.
It's without comparing. It's like in your example about this restaurant is nice.
Pardon?
You mean mana can be without comparison. It's in your example about the restaurant is nice.
Okay. When you feel like I, there can be either titi or mana, they're different. Mm.
Mm. Yes.
And lopa, different too.
Just one other question on that before we pass on. So for example, the sotapanna, who has eradicated the idea of...
Even anakan.
Even up to anakan.
Mm-hmm.
No idea of self, but still has mana.
Right.
Will he have the mana of comparing?
No need. Oh. It depends.
Mm.
Yeah. What about a monk who said, Sukno, Sukno. See? Okay.
I know that.
Who's he?
Kongvyo.
He became enlightened.
Oh, yeah.
But his sukha is different from the ordinary common people's sukha. So even sukha is different. And as long as he's not an arhata, mana can be there. But when he became arhata, even sukno is not mana. Please help the other to know what sukno in Thai means.
Happy, or happy, or happiness.
Oh, so happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
And he repeated that.
Right.
It's in the commentary.
I think that in the Tipitaka.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? Because my dictionary. Is there any question?
No, I just mentioned at least the document that's
Glossary.
Yeah. Pali glossary.
Very helpful for me to logging in the Dhamma discussion. Thank you.
For example, just now I looked at the lights and I'm thinking,
they're a bit too bright. Actually, it's mana there. Like if I were designing it, I wouldn't have such bright spotlights. But so just quick thought, oh, bright lights. Actually, it's mana, but different from a moment when taking that light for actually being something, then it's atanuditti. So different kind of cittas. One just, yeah, a bit too bright, mana, but different from this is actually something, this is a book, atanuditti.
But
so both so common.
Like that behind you see the light, but there's still some eye in there.
Not at that moment.
But not at that moment.
And then it depends, because even the sotapanna can think, oh, a bit too bright, can be conceit, can be mana, very common in the day, but no wrong view. So it just depends, different kind of citta.
The underlying idea is I could do better, or I wouldn't do it that way.
Yeah, even sotapanna can think like that, but it's not the same as sakaya ditti or atanu ditti. Atanuditti is just broader than sakaya ditti. So atanuditti means even when there's the idea that this really is a glass of water. Atanuditti, it's not anything to do with personality or
here. Yeah.
And it was said about the mana itself, it's like a flag wavering, so everyone can see in that moment.
Yeah.
It's a self. Wavering, so everyone can see.
Yeah, I am.
We know that because mana is only eradicated by the arahat, we know it can be, it's so very common and can be so very, very subtle. Even this example is so gross, but must be so much very, very subtle mana during the day, because even an anagami has mana.
So, little by little, detail. For example, looking at the glasses, and then thinking this glasses. But then, I'd like to distinguish between the function of sanya, which knows it to be a glass, and the detail, which actually takes it to be something. So there must be some distinction between two.
So even an arahat knows this is glass of water, not glass of coke. So sanya marks a nose and all the ordinary conventional objects as usual, but no idea that actually there is something there, that it really is a glass of water. So even the arahat remembers correctly or incorrectly the different names, but it depends on whether any ditti arises that really thinks this is a person, this is a glass of water, and no one else can tell, only Panya can know at any moment.
So in the ditti there's a sort of clinging into your view, like
something.
Yeah, like okay, now maybe our ignorance, I just we can see the glasses and say it's glasses, but if a child says that, oh, now it's an invisible object, so at that moment, even though it understands it's at a glasses, but there can be no wrong view about it being something, right?
So after the moment of seeing visible object, afterwards there can be thinking with loba, or there can be understanding, or there can be thinking with wrong view. So it just depends. So there can be thinking about the glass in many different ways. Some people have an idea when they hear about the teachings, because there is no person and no glass, that there should no longer be any idea of drinking a glass of water.
Yeah.